Justice, and this is Connie Stolte. We both work for Texas Parks and Wildlife, and Connie works here at Sea Center. She brought us some creatures today to show us that live along the coast of Texas. Connie, what did you bring?
Well, I have several critters in here. The first is called the pencil urchin. If I can pick it up very gently. Some of these urchins are very spiny, but this one's called a pencil urchin. It's real blunt, so it's less likely to hurt you. But these animals have an internal vascular system where they can regulate the water pressure in their vascular system and actually move their spines and protrude 2 feet to move them along. They look like a plant, but they're actually an animal.
Wow, that's really interesting.
On the bottom here, you can see that it has a mouth here in the center that moves its spines and 2 feet along and eats algae mainly off rocks and different surfaces along the Texas coast.
Wow, what else did you bring in here?
Okay, we also have some sea anemones. Now, when I pick this up out of the water, it's going to look like a clump of jelly, but it actually has tentacles that are sticky. See, they're sticking to me? That's because they have stinging cells called nemocysts.
They sure are.
And if you go to the Pacific, a lot of these are poisonous, but all the ones that we have in Texas are not poisonous to humans, but they're poisonous to their prey, which are small fish and shrimp that might be swimming by.
So it's not stinging you when you're touching it.
No, it's their stinging cells aren't strong enough to go through a human skin.
That's neat.
Here's our state shell of Texas. If I can pick it up right here. This state shell is called a lightning whelk.
And he's alive, isn't he?
It has a snail in it. It's a type of sea snail. And it lives in here. It starts out, as you see on the board here, as a very, these produce an egg case. Now, if you'd like to hold that, these produce an egg case. You can see the egg case right here that floats along. And it actually, when the snails hatch out of this, they're small, tiny snails that keep growing and growing until they can get quite large. And these are left-handed whelks. You turn it over, and the little points pointing towards you, the opening's on the left hand, which is real unusual. So that's why it's one of the state shells of Texas. There's another shell in here. Remember Brian talking about the oyster drill earlier? Well, this is a lightning whelk with a hermit crab in it. This is a striped hermit crab, and there's a lightning whelk attached to it, but there's no snail in it for it to eat.
So there's nothing for it to eat.
Okay. It can't eat the hermit crab.
So his straw is not going to do any good.
No, not today. And also in here, we have some crabs. These are called blue crabs.
They sure are brown and drab in color.
Right. As Brian mentioned earlier, we have lots of muck and mud along the Texas coast, so these animals have adapted to hide themselves. So they're camouflaged to fit into our environment here and our habitats here in Texas. This is a male blue crab, and here's a female blue crab.
Now, how do you know the difference?
Well, the most common way that people refer to these or look at their male or female is they look at the flap here on the abdomen. The female's flap is really large, and that's so she can brood her eggs underneath this flap when she has eggs to protect them. The male, as you notice here, doesn't have that large flap on the bottom like the female does. But, as you can see, the pinchers on the end of their claws here can be quite dangerous. We've clipped these so that they won't hurt us. But if you look at the female here on my right hand, and the male here on my left, you can notice the female has her fingernails painted, or as we refer to it jokingly, or that the tip of her pincers are orange.
Wow, that's really neat. That's an easy way to notice them without having to
pick
them
up. Yeah.
Very good.
Also in here, we have a starfish and a sand dollar here, and this is the sea urchin without its spine. And you can see this is the test. These are all exoskeletons, internal skeletons from these echinoderms. That's what a sea urchin is, an echinoderm, and they're closely related to the starfish, the sand dollar, and the sea urchin. They're all closely related.
Wow, that's really neat.
They all have five different parts. As you turn, they're symmetrical and have five parts to them, and when the animal dies, their skeletons are left.
Okay. Well, Connie, I was looking at some of the other things you have here, and on these lightning whelk casings, The little babies are actually inside each one of those parts.
If you pick these up and pull them apart, there's some little white dots in here. I doubt they can see it on the camera, but there looks like to be like 20 to 25 little lightning wells.
That's a lot of babies
in
these
cases.
Wow.
And then we mentioned earlier that the lightning well is unique because it opens to the left. Well, this is a pear whelk, and it looks very similar to the lightning whelk, but it opens to the right. And that's what's most common for most sea snails to open to the right, so you can see that difference. But other than that, they look very similar.
Well, that's really neat. You brought a lot of really neat creatures. They are all drab. You can see how they will blend in and camouflage perfect to the coast. Thank you so much for bringing these for us to share today.
You're welcome.
And now we're going to go over to some of our opinion polls, and thank you very much.